The Fort Worth police officer who shot and killed a woman in her house has resigned. The police chief said the department had already been planning on firing the officer, Aaron Dean. Reporter Bill Zeeble with member station KERA in Dallas has been covering this. He joins me now. Bill, let's start by reviewing the facts of the case. What do we know about what happened?
Sure, Audie. Well, early this past Saturday morning, Fort Worth police responded to a non-emergency call. They were supposed to check up on somebody who might need help in a house. Instead of knocking on the door, the officers show up, walk around the outside of the house. They have a flashlight and a gun in each hand. When a woman in the house appears in the window, Officer Aaron Dean, then officer, shot and killed her. Dean's the one who's resigned.
This was captured on police body cam footage. That was actually released to the public by Fort Worth Police over the weekend. What's been the reaction?
In a word, outrage. The shooting led to protests. There was a vigil. Family members are demanding justice for 28-year-old Tatiana Jefferson. She's the woman who was killed. She was caring for her 8-year-old nephew, Zion, in the house the night she was killed. The family members gathered in the office of their attorney, Lee Merritt. That happened this morning, Monday. Tatiana's brother, Darius Carr, he's in the Navy. He tried to make sense of Dean's actions.
The pre-planned responses to everything you do, everything you're trained about, there's a way to do things. When you don't do it the way you've been trained or the way you've been taught, you have to answer for that. Fort Worth PD cannot investigate themselves.
And that's why Carr and the family not only want an independent investigation of the shooting, they also want Aaron Dean charged with murder.
And I understand the city has responded. Fort Worth Mayor Betsy Price spoke about the shooting at a press conference today.
Yeah, she apologized in a way that I can't recall an official apologizing. She addressed the family in her words.
As a mother, a grandmother, a sister, an aunt, I can't imagine anything worse. And I'm so sorry. On behalf of the entire city of Fort Worth, I'm sorry. To Tatiana's family, it's unacceptable. There is nothing that could justify what happened on Saturday morning. Nothing.
Price said in time, and after a lot of work, she emphasized a lot of work, the city, she said her city, can and will heal.
But the backdrop to this is the recent shooting of Botham Jean by Officer Amber Geiger in nearby Dallas. Very controversial case. So how are the mayor and police chief in Fort Worth proposing to help heal their city?
Well, they've asked the FBI to investigate this shooting for civil rights violations. The city's also in the process of putting together an outside group to advise the police on changing their own policies. Chief Ed Krause admitted that many residents just don't trust them anymore.
I tell them I get it. Nobody looked at that video and said there's any doubt that this officer acted inappropriately. We're trying to ensure that they act and react the way that the citizens intend them to, that they act and react with a servant's heart instead of a warrior's heart.
So the family's demanding an outside investigation. It's not clear that'll happen. The Texas Rangers told the city it may be too late for them to get involved. And as for charging Mr. Dean for the shooting death of Jefferson, police say there may be news on that tomorrow.
That's reporter Bill Zeeble with member station KERA in Dallas. Thanks for your reporting.
Good talking to you.